Let's get Daryl Issa, the congressman, on the show.
How you doing, Daryl?
I'm doing fine. And, you know, our view is not just Alaska, but beyond that. You know, we have lots of opportunities in the Gulf of Mexico and even 50 miles plus off the California coast, all of which is presently off limits because of the cheap gas in the past, where we said, oh, well, it's better to buy it from Saudi Arabia and all those other friendly places that good people come from. And it's time to quit doing that. $500 billion a year leaves our country to pay for gasoline that we import instead of producing it here.
Now, I read the other day that
That's
there might
good.
Be...
I'm glad to hear that.
I did, and I've gotten beyond Curious George books. And I was reading about how much oil there might be in the earth that we can practically get at now. And I read there might be 2 trillion barrels in the earth that we can go after. And
now,
how many billions of barrels are within our grasp, whether it's up in Alaska or along the coast or some other place that we have that we control? How many billions of barrels do you think?
They believe there are 100 years worth of oil in the shales of Wyoming and Colorado in that area. Now, that's
really
a technology we haven't even started getting yet. It's fairly expensive. Could be as much as $40 a barrel to take the oil out of rock. Now, in Canada, they're presently taking 1 million barrels a day out of sand, the oil sands, and it's growing quickly. Literally, since we've been arguing over going to ANWR to get 1 million barrels a day out of the North Slope, they have started taking 1 million barrels a day out of oil sands in Canada.
And explain how this works, because I really don't know a whole lot about this, and I imagine most people don't. When you're talking about shale rock, you're talking about oil actually embedded in the rock that somehow they can suck out of the rock, or is it buried beneath the rock?
No, it's buried. It's actually in the rock.
It's in the rock.
Shale, it is. There basically are two types of oil deposits, those which will drip out on their own, and then you just pump it out, and those which have to be extracted. Now, the best in-between is right in Bakersfield in California, in that area, where we used to pump it out, but now it's kind of hard to pump out, so what we do is we inject steam or hot water, and it softens it up, the stuff loosens up, and then we pump it out. And that's where all these cogen plants have been producing about 600,000-700,000 barrels a day that California produces for itself. We produce nearly half of what we consume in the state of California.
Well, if we produce half of what we consume, how can we have higher gas prices than anywhere else in the country when we're pumping this stuff out of Bakersfield? I've never understood that.
The biggest reason is we have a different standard for the fuel. The amount of ethanol in the old days, MTBE, and other additives, and the relatively small batches that we do from one district to another. You know, when you drive from L.A. over the mountain, you turn around and go to another type of fuel. So we have some self-inflicted wounds in California that make no sense, but we do them. But the biggest cost of fuel is, in fact, the oil. If we can produce several million barrels a day more out of our own reserves, we do two things. We help lower the overall world's price, but more importantly, think about $500 billion going to countries outside the U.S. They take that $500 billion, that's really our trade surplus, is what we buy in fuel, and they buy up Anheuser-Busch, and they buy up other resources in the United States.
They're buying up the Chrysler building in New York, I read.
Well, exactly. And,
United Arab Emirates, Dubai, they're buying up the Chrysler building.
The bottom line is, if we buy $500 billion a year worth of fuel from outside the country rather than getting it from inside, we create $500 billion worth of rich sheikhs and emirs and potentates.
When the Republicans were running things a few years ago, why didn't you guys take care of all this? You had the votes.
We didn't have the votes.
You didn't have the votes?
Is,
not even among
now,
the Republicans?
You know, there's some tree huggers in our group, too, and there are people who are always looking and saying, well, I'm not sure I can do that, and I was one of them. I voted about 95% of the time the way I'm talking today. But, you know, there was a vote that had to do with opening up the offshore reserves outside of California, And my staff said, if you ever want to run for governor, you ever want to run for senator, you can't do that. You'll lose the election. You can't do that.
Well,
and I look back on that vote and go, well, I knew we should do it. I knew.
And besides,
that
you were going to lose anyway.
Yeah, it's like I was going to lose anyway. So, you know, but the fact is that we all have compromised over the years on some votes. Now, by the way, that didn't lose by a few. It lost by like 200 votes.
There you go.
Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, it's time to become self-sufficient. America cannot afford to export our money around the world.
What is all the hubbub about the drilling up in the Arctic? From what I read, since I've learned to read, I see that it's a very small part of the preserve up there. And there is a lot of oil, a significant amount of oil, that would make a small difference, at least, in the grand scheme of things. Why is everyone so adamant about drilling up there? Most of that wildlife preserve is not going to be touched.
You know, I drove up with my family on my own dime all the way to the Arctic Circle, all the way up to the Prudhoe Bay area, and I looked at that pristine wilderness, and I looked at it for 2.5 days to get up there from Fairbanks. The fact is, even if you accept that it is a pristine wilderness, the size we're drilling in is the equivalent of taking your business card and putting it in the middle of a basketball court. The basketball court is ANWR. The card is the size area that we would drill up there. That's what's so absurd. One of the things that America is very proud of is in the 60s and 70s, we built the Transatlantic Pipeline. And we proved we could do it environmentally sensitive with these ice roads and with all the provisions. That pipeline can hold 2 million barrels a day. It's presently transmitting 700,000 barrels a day because the oil wells from up there that were built in the, you know, drilled in the 60s and 70s are getting tired. All we're really doing if we drill in ANWR is getting ourselves another 30 or 40 years worth of 1 million barrels a day. Now, I don't know about you, but $34 million a day that doesn't flow to Hugo Chavez or to any other person that, quite frankly, I don't want them buying up America.
Yeah, those Saudi Arabian perverts.
Now, the cost of this drilling, though, won't be high?
The cost of the drilling in ANWR is, of delivery from ANWR, I've been told, including delivery to the port, is about $20, $21 a barrel. The Saudis lift for about $4 to $5 a barrel. So it's more expensive. The cost in Canada, where they're presently doing the oil sands, is closer to $30 a barrel. The fact is, we're not going back to $9 a barrel fuel, but I'd just like to get us back below $100 a barrel, and more importantly, make sure that American jobs are created by that fuel. If you think about, you know, we're always arguing in America about the $10 job, the $20 an hour job. Jobs over at the refineries in Long Beach, jobs in wildcatter jobs and all the oil development and drilling jobs, those jobs pay a lot more than the $20 an hour. The best paying jobs in America, to a great extent, are in the oil fields, and we've exported those to Saudi Arabia and to Kazakhstan and to places you can't even pronounce.
All right, Darrell Issa, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thank you, and like I say, I apologize for the one time I didn't vote to do the right thing, but I won't let that happen again, I promise.
We've forgiven you. It's okay.
Thank you.
All right. Darrell Issa, the congressman down from San Diego.